Today is Wednesday, April the 14th, 2021. Welcome to More of the Word with Pastor Chuck Pusho, a podcast designed to help you start your daily devotion with a biblically focused intention. Here's Pastor Chuck.
Greetings. There is an issue concerning God's plan that needs to be addressed before we move on to the next of God's works. If God determines all that is going to occur, and His plan is unalterable and unstoppable, am I then responsible for my decisions and actions? Or am I just living out what God has previously determined with no ability to do otherwise? In short, is God responsible for my disobedience, for my sin, for the evil in my life, if God's plan is unalterable and everything that is planned to happen is going to? First of all, let's establish that Scripture is unambiguous concerning the sovereignty of God. His plan for history was determined before the creation of time. It will play out as He determined. We saw that in passages we studied in the prior 2 days. Second, this unstoppable plan of God, which includes His using evil to accomplish His ends, does not make Him the author of evil. God is not even responsible for the temptation to commit evil. According to James, in James chapter 1, verse 13, where it says, "Let no one say when he is tempted, 'I am being tempted by God.' For God cannot be tempted by evil, and He Himself does not tempt anyone." The entry and continuing presence of evil in the world is the responsibility of man, not God. Third, Scripture's insistence on God's sovereignty never functions to lessen our ownership of our actions. It never removes from us responsibility. Every command in Scripture presupposes our identity as free agents who are called to respond obediently to our Maker. The commands of God in the Bible would be needless if we had not ability to choose whether to obey them or not obey them. God is sovereign. That's clear in Scripture. I am responsible for my actions. That's clear in Scripture. But how is that possible? How is it possible for me to have free will if God controls all things? What is free will, after all? Well, at its very base, free will is the option to choose differently. There's an ice cream shop here in Shreveport that used to see me about once a week when my weight was much higher than it is now. The reason my visits there have been reduced to about 4 times a year is due to my need to maintain my current weight after shedding 40 pounds. This ice cream shop has dozens of options, but I always got the same thing. Always. Vanilla concrete with British toffee. Every time. Could I have chosen differently? Certainly. But I never did. I never chose against my desires. The fact that I will get the same thing 100% of the time doesn't mean that I didn't have the free will to do otherwise. In short, there's a difference between will do and must do. God's knowing what I will do doesn't mean that it's something I must do. One of the most confounding tensions in the Bible is the tension between the sovereignty of God and the free agency or free will of man. God is completely sovereign, and I am completely responsible for my actions. Regardless of where you stand on the explanation continuum of how that works, you must admit that there is much about it impossible to comprehend completely and that there will remain mystery and tension whatever I decide about it. For example, one curiosity about the Exodus story is that the text says both that God hardened Pharaoh's heart and that Pharaoh's hardened his own heart. Theologians have sometimes sought to explain this phenomenon by understanding Pharaoh's hardening not as God's actively causing Pharaoh to sin, but as God's passively permitting Pharaoh to do as he desired. A similar situation might be found in Romans 1, where God's giving people over to their natural desires results in all sorts of wicked behavior. While some theologians have sought other interpretations for these passages, it must somehow be the case that God directs our desires such that we choose as we please while acting as God has already seen fit. In both instances, God is sovereign, and I am culpable for my decisions. Let's also remember that God is God, and I am me. God is God, and He is therefore so far beyond us that to seek to grasp completely anything about Him is a fool's errand. Anytime we reject a teaching of Scripture as impossible, we are subjecting a divine God to our human standards of reason and understanding. Can you see how foolish that is? Also, remember, in addition to the fact that God is God, I am me. I'm amused that man's having free will is somehow considered a threat to God's plan for the future, as if my actions or the actions of billions could overcome the directive of the God who created and controls this thing we call a universe. That's absurd at the highest level. That's arrogance of the utmost. I'm reminded of the time my bride and I rode a passenger train from Zurich to Rome. We, of course, had purchased the economy tickets. Upon entering the train, we walked by the first-class cabins on the way to our seats. They were nice and very plush, as opposed to the standard bus or plane-type seat we had. After the train left the station in Zurich, I noticed the first-class cabin I had passed was vacant. I asked the attendant if we could occupy it, since nobody was there. He responded, absolutely. What a difference. Our trip to Rome was much more pleasurable. One thing that didn't change is that the train traveled from Zurich to Rome. What did change was the quality of my experience along the way. God's plan for history is barreling toward the destination He chose before the foundation of the world. No decision I make will alter that one bit. And it's the imminence of arrogance to assume otherwise. What will be altered by my decisions is how I experience the trip. Being obedient to our Lord will make the trip so very much more pleasurable.
Thank you for listening to More of the Word with Pastor Chuck Boucheau. Our hope is that this program will help you kickstart your own time alone with God each day. We invite you to use it to set your mind on the things of Him. If you have any questions about this episode or other biblical matters, please feel free to email Pastor Chuck directly at chuck@broadmoor.tv.